Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma, daf Chaf Vav. And we are doing Chaf Vav. We're at the beginning of the parak, Tarf Bakalfi, Chaf Gimel Beis here in the Oz V'Hadar. And we're up to the fourth parak of Maseches Yuma as we continue the Avoda that was done daily in the, not daily, in the, annually in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Avoda of the Yom Kippur, and most, if not all, by the Kohen Gadol, as we mentioned, the Machlokas, Balamor, and the Ramban, how much was done by the Kohen Gadol. Taraf Bakalfi, so Taraf, Machlokas Rishonim, what the word Taraf means. Rashi on the Mishnah says, Taraf, that he quickly puts his hands in, into the Kalfi, into the box, and quickly takes something out, because he doesn't want to be able to feel around, and be able to feel the indentations of the letters, what says Lashem and one says Lachatas, and therefore he just puts his hands in and takes it out quickly, because again, it's a shame, it's a simen tov to have the right hand, to have the right hand have the Lashem and to the left hand to have the Lachatas, so that's why he does it quickly. So that's Rashi, Taraf, and that's what the Karban Eide here says, Chataf v'lacha pito mechatifa. That's from Rashi. Look in the Ritva. The Ritva here quotes, and others quote, that it means to shake it around. Taraf, he shakes it around first, and then he puts his hands in to make sure that he doesn't want it not on top, specifically that he could recognize. So either way, both of them are, the Lashon of the Ritva, Nianea hakalfi la'areva gorolos, milashon beitzim trufos, mixed eggs. Right, so you mix it around. So that's Taraf Bakalfi. So he mixes it around, or he picks it up quickly, and he takes out two garalos, one in each hand. One that says Lashem Lazazel, not Lachatas. So I meant Lashem. Chatas is what he's going to say. So Lazazel is the other one. Haskan b'yamino v'rosh b'sav b'smalo. The skan, as we said, one of the few times, four or five jobs that the skan has. The skan is on his right side. And the Rosh Beis Av of whatever set of Kohanim were supposed to be there that day. Again, the Mishmar for the week and the Beis Av for the day. Bismolo. Im Shal Shem, Allah B'Yamino. If the Shem, the one that says Lashem, goes up in his right hand, Haskan Omerlo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, HaGbeis Yemincha. Then the Ruskan, who's on his right side, said, lift up your right hand. Whatever, wherever Lashem is, that's the one that says, lift up your right hand. And again, it was a Simen Tov to have the Lashem in the right hand. Vimbismolo Allah, and if the left hand got the one that says Lashem, then Rosh Bezav Omerlo. Yishikoy Godlak, Bezmolcha. Right, so the, you always have the Lashem hand that's going up. That's Lashem. And obviously the other one had Lazazel, and that one was gonna go on to the other animal. Nisanam al Shnei Hasirim, then he puts it, the Maisa Nesina. So again, the first is the Maisa Ha'alah, that he takes it out of the box. And then number two, he's gonna put it onto the goats. Each of the goat. One Lashem, one Lazazel. Nasan al Shtei Asirim, va'omer Lashem Chatas. That's what I got confused. Lashem Chatas, and, he says that the one says Lashem is going to be a Chatas. Interesting, we'll get back to that Lashon. Lashem Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel omer, lo ayetzorach lomer Chatas, ela Lashem. Just Lashem. You don't even have to say Chatas. You know it's gonna be a Chatas. But Lashem, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is based on how to understand the pasuk and how to understand mefarshim. If you look at the Ritva here again on the Mishnah, has explains the two dayas. Well, let's just read the last line of the Mishnah. Veinon macharav, and after Lashem, everyone says Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Vaed. Like we said before, that there were 10 names of Hashem that he mentions: 3 by the par, 3 by the par, 3 by the Sa'ir, and then 1 here by the Goral. That's the 10. There is a machlokes, based on the Gemara, the pasuk that says, Va'asahu chatos, what is that going on? V'yaso, and he shall make it into a chatos. So the Ritva writes, Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama that says that you say Lashem chatos, Tahai vaso chatos amei karanamikoi, Sha'aso chatos bidiburo, Bishas ha'alos agoro. Part of how you make it a chatas is declaring it. And that's why he says, Lashem chatas. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Dahai Vaso chatas, Ahashto Velachurkoi, Klomer Shi Yasenu chatas. Right, that only right now, you don't have to say it. It just kind of happens. And therefore, right, he has the gears of Rabbi Shimon. The other gears says Rabbi Shmuel, as we have here. There is a question, We know those by, remember, there is a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim that says, if I want to give a carbon Lashem, I should never say Lashem carbon. I should say carbon Lashem. Because if somebody says Lashem carbon, something might happen after he says the word Lashem. Maybe he'll get distracted. Maybe he'll get sick. He won't be able to finish. So you should never say Lashem first, because that could just, you know, if you stop there, it's bad. So that's why, so carbon Lashem. So here, why do you say Lashem Chatas? Why don't you at least say Chatas Lashem? Why don't we have the same Chash that we have there? That's the Ritva. Hiksha Rebel Chanan. Latanakama. Heich Amar Lashem Chatas. Hamridim Benedarim. Zololema Inish Lashem Carbon. Ela Carbon Lashem. Dilma Pasha. Vamar Lashem. Below Amar Carbon. Nimsa Shemaskir Shem Shemayan Levatala. Ritva, four answers. Four answers to this question. What's the difference? Tirei Tzri. Number one, Deshaini Hacha Degali Kra. Dechsiv Asher Allah Alav HaGoral Lashem. Vahadar V'yaso Chatas. Here the Pasuk says Lashem first. What should you do with the Goral? Lashem. So, Ein Breira. You have to do Lashem first. Number two, Inami Hasa Midurabanam Alma. The whole Chash is a Durabanan. Maybe you'll forget. Maybe you'll lose yourself. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Are we really worried that he's going to like get distracted and lose himself? He's been training for a week for this. He has people around him to remind him, right? How could he? The Skan is there. The Rosh Beis Av is there. So, Avalacha, Kohen Gadol, the Zar is Velo Pasha. Number two. Number three, Va'od, Hare Yeshama, Skan Va'Kohen Gadol, Dimit Krilei. Kind of the same idea. Va'od, Nirali, V'hu Anachon. I like the fourth shot, says the Ritva. Dahasam, who, over there, by saying the word Lashem, it's meaningless. Hasn't accomplished anything yet. And therefore, if something happens, it's a Shem Shemayim Levatala. Techi Amar Lashem Visulo Ika Shem Shemayim Levatala. But here, saying Lashem is already, you've already done your job. That's not Levatala. Even if you end up only saying Lashem, it's okay. You know, after all, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Right? So even saying that. Abel Hacha Ki Lo Amar Chatas Lek Hashem Shemayim Levatala. Ki Basha Amar Lashem Hu Siyum HaGoral. That's the end of the Goral. Lomar Ki Masha Allah B'Yamino Hu Lashem U Kedivrei Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shmuel. El Shekzira Sakasa Vu L'Tanakama Shi Amar Chatas. So that's the four answers the Ritva has. He likes the last one in terms of Lashem Chatas or just Lashem. And then everyone ends off Baruch Shem Kavod. We'll see if we say something about Baruch Shem in a few minutes. First, let's continue. Taraf Pakalfi, V'chulu, Lo Sof Davar Kalfi. You don't actually need Kalfi, which we saw before, was a specific type of box. Alafilo Kalsos, even if you put it in a basket. There's nothing Li'ikuva about what the container is that you have to take the kalsos from. Lamar amru kalfi kidei lasos pumbi l'davar. Why does it say kalfi? So there is public fanfare, like we had before. Pumbi b'davar is like the concept of barovam hadras melech. The carbon eda here says shehi kli shelo hayutzrichim la b'mikdash l'davar acher. This was not used for anything else in the mikdash. Nothing else except for this. So when people see that, they think about the kalfi, the goral. Zulas the goral hasi'irim. And that's why it is, makes it more famous and makes it more nikar. Good. The Yavis asked the Gemara, why do you need these two pieces of wood, right? Special types of wood, eshkaroa, and you put it on top of the animals. So why do you just need to designate them? So use much easier. You have to have these, engraved on the wood. V'yavish dechuta, just bring two strings. Echad shachar v'echad lavan. One black, one white. V'yikshar lam. You want to know which is which? So tie the white string on the Lashem and tie the black string on the Lazazel. V'yomer, zel Lashem v'zel Lazazel. We have to go through the process and, of making the wood and picking it. Tamalomar, go alecha Lashem, shihei nikar shihu Lashem. Go alecha Lazazel, shihei nikar shihu shel Lazazel. It's gotta be clear. People have to look at it and know. A little string? How visible is that? A tiny little string. It's not visible. And therefore, from, it has to be nikar to the outsider. Right? says the carbon eda. Ulifamim azul lehalav nunis o ashachruris. Shebechud avedo nikar. First of all, I don't know, the dye, white, black, might rub off. And also, they're very thin. From the farshim on the page, therefore, you can't use strings. So Gemara says, okay, strings are no good. How about two little pebbles, two little rocks? V'yavi shnei tsraros, echad shachar v'echad lavan, v'yitan aleihem, v'yomer zela shem v'zela zazel. Right, bring a black rock and a white rock. So that's not going to rub off. That's the rock is white, And so Satchez died. So isn't that, so that's Nikar. Tabalomar, Goral Echad El Hashem, Shiehe Nikar, Shehu Lashem. For Goral Echad El Azazel, Shiehe Nikar, Shehu Lazazel. What does that mean? It has to be inherent in the item that you could see the difference. Not just white and black. Oh, what does white and black symbolize? No, it has to say it on it. You look at it, you see Lashem. You look at it, you see Lazazel. So it has to be Lashem, so therefore it can't, has to be, from within. Inherent. V'yichtov aleihem. Skip the next word. Zel Hashem v'zel Azazel. What exactly is the question here? Three different pshatim right here in the Mefarshim. So, question one is, okay, so write it on the rocks. You want to say, so why do you have to write it on the Eshkaroa, the special wood? Why don't you say that? Or another, right, that's the Karbon Eida. Al Sroros, v'lam dafka asu shaleitz. Right, just write on the rocks. Why do you have to write it on the Eshkaroa? That's the Karbon Eida. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, why do you have to engrave it? You know, just write it. Right, just write it on, even if you're going to use the wood. Right, and the Pnei Moshe says, why not just say it? Why do you have to write it at all? Right, v'yichtov aleihem. Right, right, see, it might have a different gear, so of Yomar. Either way, tamalomar, gor alechal Hashem, she'mochiach al atzmo shehu Hashem, la'olam. It's got to last forever. It's got to last, and therefore engraving it. We'll go with the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's shot. Engraving it is what is needed because that lasts. Never going to fade. Hada amar amra chakukim hayu. Right, so that shows that it's chakukim, which sounds like that's the that was the previous question. Good. Where else do we have goralos? The Gemara quotes one other context. Vitani Kane. Remember, it's Pesukim in Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas. B'shtei Kalfios Nischalke Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was Nischalik. How? How did every Shevet know which portion that they were going to get? Also, B'goral. Ach B'goral Yechalek, the Pasuk says. With two Kalfios. What's two Kalfios? Nischalke Eretz Yisrael. This is the version of our Yerushalmi. You might be thinking of Rashi on Parshas Pinchas, who has a different Medrash that he quotes. But what does this Yerushalmi say? You have two bowls, one with the Shvatim's names in it, one with the portions of Eretz Yisrael in it. And what happened? Shnei Pirchei Kahuna Omdim Ma Shezeh Ma'alev. Is that Ma'alev Zacha? Two Kohanim, one stuck his hand into the Shevet bowl, one stuck his hand into the portion bowl, and you know, whatever happened, you know, Zvulun got picked and his portion got picked along with him, right? That's how they did it. The version that we have here is that there were two bowls. If you look in Rashi and Bamidbar, in Pinchas, Rashi quotes that no, it was one bowl. And miraculously, they went into the bowl and it was always one shevet and one portion that came up. And it was the right one. Also, here it says Pirchei Kahuna. Pirchei Kahuna. In Rashi, it says Yoshua. Right? Yoshua ben Nun was the one that did it. Right? He was the one that, split everything up. That's the Medrash, the Medrash says, Yoshua. Rashi there says the Nisiyim. Right? It's based on the Gemara and Kiddushin. That it was the Nisi and the Nasi of every Shevet that was involved. The Rashbam and Babasra says it was just a Mimuna. The Nisiyim, if you remember, that was the Gemara seems to say that. That's the, remember Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, where the Gemara is trying to figure out what is the source for Zechiah. The Gemara there brought sources for Shlichus. So the Gemara wonders, what is the source for Zechiah? So the Gemara, it's a context of both, right? It's a Shlichus and Zechiah. Where should we start from? Membeis Amit Aleph. Membeis Amit Aleph says the Gemara, talking about, again, Zechiah, and how again, it quotes different deus. How do you learn Shluch Hashem Kamoso and Zechiah? But towards the end of that Gemara, Minayin Shluch Hashem Kamoso. Here's the line I was looking for. Sorry. Shneamar v'nasiyachan nasiyachan mimata. So typically Shlichus Behacha. Why do you learn Shlichus from the Nisiyim? The Nisiyim getting the Vitizbra. Hashlichus Ninu. Vaktanim Labanei Shlichus Ninu. right? Some ketanim got portions of Eretz Yisrael. If somebody only had their only children in the family, so Ella, Keder Barfuna, Fchulu, Minayin Shezachin LaAdam Shalobafanav Shneamar VeNasiyachan Nasiyachad. Right, the Nesiim were Zoche on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael. And then the Gemara ends up by saying maybe that works through apotropsis. So it doesn't say there that the Nesiim were the actually ones that took it out of the Goral. But it says they were Zoche on behalf. So you get that impression that they were the ones. But it could be that somebody else took it out on behalf of the Nesiim, who were then on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But that's the different day is in the different chazals, whether it was the Nasi, whether it was the Pirkei Kehuna, whether it was Yoshua, all different opinions, how the Goral worked, and again, how whether it was one or whether it was two. There is a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, where the Tosefta says, Yoshua ben Nun was arguably the busiest person in history. Arguably. Right? He was the head of the armed forces. Right, he was the head of the army, and he was the Gadol Hador, and he split up Eretz Yisrael with for all of the Klal Yisrael. He was very busy, and yet he's the one that got Vigisa Yom Valayla, right, in Perak Aleph of Yoshua. Right, he was the one. Doesn't matter how busy one is, the pasuk was said to him. So he was splitting up according to that version. He split up the Goral. Continue. Bishlosha Dvarim Nischalka Eretz Yisrael. Really, there were three mechanisms that were used to split up Eretz Yisrael. Bigoralos, Beurim Vitumim, Ubiksafim. At the all three. Urim Vitumim, we'll read that again in the Ramban, right? The Choshen lit up to let everybody know the Shevet and the portion, and the Goral. And miraculously, the Urim Vitumim lit up exactly the same Shevet that was taken out. Ubiksafim. And if there was any type of, you know, reparations or hashlamas that had to be made, you got a more inferior type of land, so we'll pay you the difference between how much others are worth. Hadu d'chsiv, as all alluded to in the pasuk, v'yashlech yelhem Yoshua goral b'shilo lifnei Hashem, goral elu hagoralos, lifnei Hashem elu ur metumim, bein rav lema'at, Elu Haksafim. Right? Those are the three. The Urim Bitumim, remember the Ramban explains how that worked. The Urim Bitumim, based on Rashi. The Urim Bitumim, according to Rashi, as we're generally familiar with, was a some type of cloth with Shem Hashem that was stuck between the folds of the Choshen. It was like the engine. It's like the batteries of once that Urim Bitumim was in, that's when the Choshen worked and lit up. So the Ramban says, and just the Kohen Gadol and the reader of the Urim Tumim had to figure out what it said. The letters lit up, but he had to put them into order. And that was the mistake of Eli with Chana, that really he didn't know, and he thought it said Shikora, and really it was Keshera, that's the grub. But the Ramban says in Parshat Tetzaveh, Moshe lokach ksav Urim Tumim v'hinicham sham b'choshen ha-mishpat, achrei shehilbish hazar ha-eifod v'choshen, Moshe put them into the Choshen. Just parenthetically, Achronim point out that the Rambam never describes the Urim Vetumim as a separate item. Right, so some say Urim Vetumim was the Choshen. Doesn't say anywhere that it was a separate one of the eight. Right, it goes into the Choshen, not one of the Shemona Begadim. And the Gemara says in Yuma, in the Bavli, that there was no Urim Vetumim in the second Beis Hamikdash. So when there's no Urim Vetumim, Bechus Begadim. Some ma'akev in that way. Other Rishonim say, no, of course it was there, it just didn't work. A different day is exactly whether it's needed. But the Ramban says here that Moshe stuck it in, and la'achar shekein, la'achar kein nasta min kifli achoshen, and the letters lit up. Ki ha'yu shemos ha'kadoshim mikocham ya'iru ha'osios bi'avnei achoshen al'eni ha'kohen ha'shoel b'mishpatam. And then he gives a mashal, v'zos madrega mi madregas ruach ha'kodesh, v'hilamata min ha'nevuah, Ulamala mi baskol. Shemishtam shem babay sheni. Different ways that Hashem communicates. So you have baskol, and then you have Urim Vetumim, and you have Ruach HaKodesh. Those are the three that are discussed, here by the Ramban. Shepaska navua, upaska Urim Vetumim, koch yiskiru. The only thing that's left is the baskol. The efshar, shaharesh nasa moshe b'choshen, Hashem was HaKadoshim, hayu no da'im bim misores, bimedel ogdole chachme Yisrael, Shemastram lam, Shem Sisrei Torah. V'chulu, maybe there's some other secrets for the Urim and Tumim. That's the Ramban. The Ritva, the Ramban's Grand Talmud, quotes the same idea at the end of Yuma. In the Yuma, Dafayin Gimel, he quotes this idea as well. That's how the Urim and Tumim worked towards the Dafayin Gimel. There goes Urim Shem Meirim Devarim Tumim Shem Mashlimim Devarim. So he explains the same idea, and he just adds that's why the Urim and Tumim had to have every the Choshen had to have every letter of the Aleph base on it. Because, you know, if you're giving messages, meant to give messages, so you have to have every letter. You can't be missing a letter. That's why the Shvatim aren't enough. Because not every letter of the Aleph Beis is in the Shvatim. Letter Tess, right? Doesn't appear in the Shvatim. That's why, besides the, different ways how it worked, but besides the Shvatim on the Rebbe Tumim, it also said, Avim Yisrael Yaakov, I think Kuf, is that another one, or Tzadi? That's not in the Shvatim? Maybe Tzadi, I don't remember. But, Avim Yisrael Yaakov, Shifte Yeshurun. Shifte Yeshurun. So once you have all of those, the Shvatim's names, Avim of Yaakov, Shifte Yeshurun, you're covered, you have all of the Aleph Beis letters, that's what he says at the end. And he continues, that's what all has to be there. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Bein Rav Lema'at, oh, it's there, Amar Rabbi Avin, Il Mali Shanasa Gadosh Baruch Hu, Chein Kol Makom Be'ene Yoshvav, if Hashem wouldn't have given satisfaction to all of the Shvatim to be happy with all of their portions, we'd still be fighting about it today. That's the language the Gemara uses. You don't have to say that's literal, but you know, I want this, I want that. Hashem gave a specific, like a nace, satisfaction that everybody was happy with what they had. One of the mafarshim in the back say, you read it, what do you mean? Not everyone was happy. The Gemara in Megillah, remember the first parak? Zvolan, I think, was unhappy with his, no, but after he got the chilazo, then he was happy. Right after they, was mashlam, like the ksafim here. Then he was happy. Vitani Kane, now he quotes this, is in the Bavli also. Shlosha chinim heim. There are three chains. Right, there are three chains. What does that mean? Karban Eida. Shanasana kadosh baruch hu li yishuvo shel olam. Three chains that Hashem gave so society and the world could function. Chain isha be'ene baila. The chain of a woman on her husband. Hopefully a husband only has eyes for his wife, and my wife is the most beautiful, my wife is the one that's best for me. Right, like we say, one of the first in the back, Kesem Rachtim Lefei HaKala, right, we pass in like Beis Hillel, Kala Noeva Chasuda, right, we say to the Chasun no matter what, we say, she's beautiful and she's the best, and, right, cause Chain on the husband, Chain Makom Beinei Yoshvav, and the Makom on the place where people live, Chain Mekach Beinei Lokchav. Right, and those are the three. Also, one of the Mefarshim pointed out, these are the three that also has a hachraza, right? Ben Ploni Leploni and Ben Mekach, the Chazal that says that there's always an earlier declaration that these are going to be the case. Rabbi Abba, Breder of Papi, Rabbi Yeshua, the Sichlem, Shem Levi, Aflasu Lavo, also in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sakein, Hashem's going to do this in the future also. Hadu, Dechsev, Nasadi Lechem, Lev Chadash, the Gomer, Nasadi Lechem, Lev Basar, right, so isn't that just a repeat? Give you a lev chadash, it's made out of flesh, it's a heart of flesh. So he darshan the word basar as if it means something else. Shu boser bechelko shel chavero. Boser is kind of negates and looks negatively about, should always be happy with us. Halavai should be so smooth, right? There's also an isser of los achmod, right? That with, we shouldn't covet someone else's stuff. So, and it says, eishes reyecha. So hopefully, but there's something in there that we can. Hashem says, "Chain of Isha be'ene vayla." That's something natural that hopefully we'll be able to fulfill. We continue now. Details of the goral. Details of the goral. So naga bahen kishehein milamata. What if the Kohen Gadol, stuck his hand in and by mistake he touched one and then he touched another one? Vinis arvo. Now he doesn't remember which one. Touched, he put his right hand in, he doesn't know which one touched it first, and then it got mixed up. If that happened inside, before he took it out, then the whole thing is ruined. The whole thing is ruined, he's gotta get two new goats, and, they're mixed up. Because whichever one his right hand's got, that's the one that's gonna go onto the right goat, but you don't know which one that was. Right, so now they're mixed up. Which one's Lashem, which one's Lazazo? But umishehela, O son, arvu, what does that mean? If he took one out with his right hand, one out with his left hand, and you know which ones. He knew which one came out in his right and which Kevin is left, and now they just got mixed up, but he knows the right one is this. So then that's okay. Hasirim ki mitzvasan, because the halah is ma'akev and not the nesina. The halah out of the gorel is ma'akev, but the nesina on the seirim are not. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, he says, Mishahelosan vera eze ala bimino. He saw which one came up in his right hand. Nis arvu venis chalfu venasan, and by mistake he put the wrong ones on the goats. Venasan es shal shem ala seir sha'ala begora la zazel, ves shal azazel ala shem. So that's okay, because he knows which one was supposed to go on this one. So he says, seir gemitzvasan, de'ein hanesina ma'akeves. The gorel is already hushlam al yedei ha'ala'a. V'kfar nikva ezemem la'shem. I take out la'shem in my right hand, even if I messed up and then I put la'zazel on the right goat, doesn't matter. The right one is la'shem, because the gorel was already determined. Good, we skip the next four words. Amar, if the kohen says, before he puts his hands in, no, I'm going to make a t'nai. Im shel shem yale b'yamini, yikdash zesha al yamini. Right? If the one Lashem goes up in my right hand, I want the one on my right to be kodesh. Kodesh, that works. That's what's supposed to happen. Anyway, that's the pashut's part. Or if he says, im shel shem yale b'smoli, yikdash zesha al smoli kodesh. So that's what's supposed to be. Whichever one, he makes it tonight. He didn't have to make that tonight. That's automatic anyway. Right, if the whichever one gets the shame is going to be kadosh. What if he says this? Even if he flips it, v'yafilu im amar im shel shame yale b'yamini yikdash zesha al smali kadosh. Im shel shame yale b'smali yikdash zesha al yamini kadosh. If he says, if I pick up the shame with my right hand, I want the left one to be kadosh, or the vice versa, that's okay. That's still kosher. Why? Because what's ma'akev is that the goral is still determining, you know, playing a factor here. It's still totally on what he picks up. But if he takes the goral out of the picture, and he says, Avalam Amar, Bein shal shem yala b'yamini, Bein shal shem shal yala b'smali, Lo yikdash el hazeh shal yamini, right? If he says, whatever I pick up, I want the right one to be kadosh. Or he says, Lo yikdash el hazeh shal smali, Lo kadosh. In that case, it does not work. Why? Mipnei ma, kovan b'peh, because he basically was koveya it with his mouth, which is not allowed. Right? He has to be koveya with the goral. If he says, no matter what, the right one is, that's no good. He could flip it. He could say, depending on which one, if I pick up the right one, it's the left one, it's the left one, it's the right one, or right, right, left, left. So that would be okay as long as the gorel is koveya. Good. Amra HaTorah, goralos, goralos, the pasuk says, goralos, shall kol davar. Goralos, really, it could be, shall kol davar. It does not have to be made of a certain material. Karban Eida. Kol davar shel kesef v'shel zav v'shel eitz v'shel even any material. Da'av amina tibin on dafka shel zav dumya detzitz. The hav amina is that just like the tzitz had a kodesh lashem on it, so to this that has a lashem on it, maybe that's also be made of gold. No, kamash one does not have to be made of gold. Anything is kosher. Yochol yitei shnei goralos al zev shnei goralos al zev. You might think that it says the word goralos. Somehow you have to make two gorals of lashem and two gorals of lazazel. Tambalomar, goralos. No, total. Goralecha lashem, goralecha lazazel. Yochol yitain, shal shem vishal azazel alzeh, vishal shem vishal azazel alzeh. What's the havamina? Right? It's carbon eda. Maybe you think you pick up one for the right, one for the left. But then maybe to be makayim, goralos, right? You have to, you know, you put him on each, but then you could choose whichever one. You put azazel and lashem on this one, put azazel and lashem on that one, and then you could choose. Tamaloma goral. No, one goral. Says the Gemara, velo dahi kadmaisa. Isn't that just same drasha? We just kind of have the same drasha. Basically, you have to have one goral on each one. No, keni. This is what the last havamina could be. Yachol mishehu nosin shal shem al shal shem. V'shal azazel v'al shal azazel yachzer v'yachlif. Right? You might think that after you designate each, then you have a chiyuv to flip them. Right? To put them on the opposite, just to be mekayim what it says, goralos. Again, what the reason for that would be is a question. But Tambalomar, Goralacha Lashem, Einkan Lashem Ela Echad. Goralacha Lazazel, Einkan Lazazel Ela Echad. There's two Goralos, one Lashem, one Lazazel, and you put one on each of the animals. Again, each of these Havaminas can be thought about what exactly would be a Svara for it. But as we said, the Havamina to make it gold was the comparison to the Tzitz. So let's talk about the Tzitz for a minute. Tzitz Hayakasav Alav, Kodesh Lashem. This is what Chazal say. The tzitz, we know, had Kodesh Lashem on it, but how did it say Kodesh Lashem? The issue is that nothing could be above, right, Lashem, Hashem Hashem. So, Kodesh Lashem, Kodesh Milamatan, V'Shem Milamalan. Right? Kodesh is on the lower, let's say the second line, so to speak, and the Shem is above, K'melach Shu Yoshiv Al-Katadrin, like a king sitting on a throne, Shalom, like a king sitting on a throne. King sitting on a throne, that it's like kind of like diagonal, and Kodesh Lashem. There is a big discussion, Rashi, Tosfos, in the Shabbos Lamech Gimel, and in the beginning of Sukkah, some are familiar with it, exactly how it worked, Kodesh Lashem. Was it directly one on top of each other, right? Lashem on top and Kodesh under it? Was it Kodesh on the bottom right and Lashem on the top left? So then it's written earlier, Kodesh Lashem, the Rishash in Sukkah on Daf Hey, he says, maybe it's supposed to be red, interesting, it's supposed to be red with the Choshen. So you read like all the letters on the Choshen, and that's why Kodesh Lashem is kind of diagonal on the forehead, and it's all be red, and that's why it's makes sense that it's diagonal going up. Going up, that's Kodesh Lashem. But the almost all the Mefarshim in the Gemara seems to say, and the Gemara there in Sukkah, Kodesh Li goes together, and Hashem on the top, which is difficult. The Rambam has Lashem, Kodesh and Lashem, which we're not sure exactly what the Rambam's source is. Okay, one more section. V'dichvasa echa milamatan v'shem milamalan. So maybe dichvasa, similarly here by the goralos of Yom Kippur, it said goral li lamata and shem milamalan. See in the Karban Eda, there's a picture, Kodesh li on the bottom and Hashem on the top. Amar Belazar Rabbi Yossi, ani ra'isiv baromi. Elazar Reb Yossi says, I was in Rome. Remember the story, Me'ilo Yitzayin, he ended up going and with, because they, he was Melumed Benisim and he went. Whole story there, maybe we'll review it to the beginning of next year. And, he, because they were so happy that they healed the daughter of the, Caesar, they said, go into my treasury house and take whatever you want. And they went in and there was two versions. One, he says, I saw the parochas there and I dropped some blood on it. And he says, yeah, I saw the tzitz. It said Kodesh on Lashem in one line. So, right, archaeology versus halacha. Right here, he said, this is what he saw, but the halacha is that it says, Kodesh La, and once on one line, Hashem on the other line. So what do you do with this, that one of the Tanaim says they saw it, and it was all on one line, Kodesh Lashem. It's a kasha. Good. Vinasan, okay, I guess we have to stop here. By Vinasan Aaron, by Hashem, we'll pick up with this about the Nesina and the Halah.